John Cobalt and Ken Champeau. Well, we have an alternate universe problem here.
Yeah, here goes Janet Napolitano, the blank-eyed head of Homeland Security, former governor of Arizona, who decided to make a speech yesterday at the University of Texas in El Paso, where she just wanted to say quite simply, all these reports you're hearing about crime near our border with Mexico, it's completely exaggerated. And the other side is just trying to politicize this. Of course, the Republicans have just taken over the House of Representatives in Washington, and they're promising new tactics on the war against illegal immigration, tactics at which we are very receptive to, by the way.
One Orange County Congressman, Ed Royce, went to the border. They had a town hall meeting with ranchers in New Mexico. He went with Phil Gingrey of Georgia and Steve King of Iowa. And I have a feeling they found it. They heard a different story from the ranchers than what Napolitano was trying to sell.
Let's play about a minute of some of what Napolitano had to say yesterday.
We don't have the resources to station a Border Patrol agent every few feet along our 2,000-mile border, nor do we have the resources to find and deport every person who is in our country illegally. This latter point is one of the many reasons why Congress needs to take up reforms to our immigration system to address long-standing systemic problems with our immigration laws. President Obama is firm in his commitment to advancing comprehensive immigration reform, and I am personally looking forward to working with the Congress to move the ball forward.
The usual diarrhea. But in the meantime,
the Southwest Border Initiative, the Southwest border strategy is working.
Really?
Illegal immigration is decreasing, deportations are increasing, crime rates are dropping, and this work will only get stronger with comprehensive immigration reform.
Yes, it's like a religious mantra, isn't it? Comprehensive immigration reform. Just keep repeating it over and over and wave a magic wand in the air.
I'm not so sure sending her out there is your best spokeshole to get amnesty passed. She's also dull. Let's get Ed Royce on the air, and let's talk about his border visit in Napolitano and all these things.
Ed!
I heard her remarks.
Yeah. What'd you think?
Well, we asked a town hall meeting of ranchers here if anybody had the same conclusion. We got laughter, and then we asked for a show of hands. And every hand in the room went up to say it had gotten more violent, there was more vandalism, there were more threats, it was worse. So that's at least the view here on the border in terms of businessmen and ranchers and farmers.
Well, we talked to a rancher a few weeks ago, Congressman Royce, who said they sometimes have put protective perimeters around some of the towns, but the people that live outside the towns on these ranches are seeing it worse than ever. That's kind of how she encapsulated the situation.
Sure. And that's
how you make Napolitano's speech sound.
That's how you get a low crime rate in the town itself. By shunting everything off to the wildland where nobody's keeping track of the crime because it's impossible.
One of the ranchers brought a photograph. She had a photograph of a guy with a automatic weapon. These fellas now dress like ninjas that work for the cartels who come through this area. But the stories we heard was a local businessman, his foreman's daughter was kidnapped. You know, they have the kidnappings down here. 12-year-old girl was kidnapped. They had to come up with $80,000 to buy her back. They didn't go to the police, obviously, because they were afraid the police would tell the Mexican police. And they said, we figured the Mexican police were in on it down here because of the amount of corruption right now. 3,000 people were killed last year in Juarez across the border from El Paso. So you get a sense of just how out of control. Can you imagine 3,000 townspeople being killed by the cartels? And of course, the cartels are just using that as a staging area. But they've now taken over. There's a mountaintop near here. They were showing me, one of the ranchers was saying, they set up, the cartels had set up a communication relay station on the mountain, right off his property. And they're up there with assault rifles and high-tech equipment and, you know, radios and scanners and GPS. And so he calls in the Border Patrol, and they dislodge him, you know, and drive him out of there. But this is what's going on U.S. territory within 40 miles of the border. And as the ranchers will tell you, you know, you get to the other side of Highway 10, everything's safe. But within 40 miles of the border, you've got the cartels now coming over and basically using it as a staging area.
And so why does Napolitano give a speech and say the opposite of the truth?
She could say, you know, you don't have the resources when we tie the hands of all the state and local law enforcement officers and try to prevent them from helping the Border Patrol implement our laws, then you don't have the resources. Because the truth of it is that they've made a choice to tie the hands of law enforcement that could be a force multiplier on this. And they've made the choice to, you know, wind down Operation Jumpstart, which, according to the Border Patrol, you know, they swear by the effectiveness of that. They swear by the effectiveness of the border fence. They say that was highly effective in reducing not just, you know, the crime and the illegal immigration and all the rest of it, but also the attacks on Border Patrol agents. These guys show me their scars. You know, 900 attacks a year on Border Patrol agents. You know, we need to grow the manpower down here with the guard down here helping them. And we need to have local law enforcement and state law enforcement be given the right to assist them. And that's what I'm going to do in the legislation I'm introducing, along with strengthening visa security.
Is that the main thrust of this new immigration bill?
Yes,
that you have?
Exactly. We want to establish operational control of the border. And to do that, we're going to prohibit the Secretary of the Interior and Secretary of Agriculture from interfering with the Border Patrol enforcement activities on federal lands. We've heard from the Border Patrol on how they're steamed about that.
How are they interfering?
Well, you know, they just say, no, these are public lands. You can't you can't drive your vehicles in here. And so as a consequence, the smugglers, the cartels know if they can just get into that forest land, they're home free. And then we've got to change and allow state and local law enforcement to assist in the enforcement of all federal immigration laws. And lastly, we've got to change these policies so that at high risk counselor posts, you know, you can prevent aliens from attempting to avoid deportation after having their visas revoked. I mean, we've got to change visa law too.
All right, can you hang on? Because when we come back, yeah, I want to talk to you about this because this is a new wrinkle. We know that the drug cartels have operational control of federal parkland,
right?
And this is especially in Arizona too.
Yeah, we've talked about those Bureau of Land Management signs that warn people.
And now you're telling me you've got two departments: the Department of Interior, which manages the parkland, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got the Department of Agriculture telling local law enforcement that they can't drive into the parkland to take on the drug cartel?
Yeah, they're trying to.
All right, just hold on. We'll get to a long answer when we come back. All right, I just want to set that up.
All right, it's Congressman Ed Royce on with this. Of course, Orange County and parts of L.A. County. He's fresh off a visit to the U.S.-Mexico border.
John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
More Southern California than dirty celebrity divorces.
KFI AM 640. KFI AM 640.
John and Ken Show continues. John Cobalt and Ken Champeau. We've got Ed Royce, congressman from Orange County, a Republican. The Republicans have taken over the House, and they're going to start pushing some strict immigration laws that they want passed. He went with two other congressmen, one from Georgia, one from Iowa, to talk to New Mexican ranchers. And in the same week, you got Janet Napolitano, Homeland Security, saying, no, we're doing great.
Yeah, border violence is down in those towns on the U.S. border, and I don't know what they're talking about. The other side's just trying to politicize this.
Oh, yeah, she's angry.
You cannot make a speech like that. You have no right to ever talk about how the border is safe and how people that live anywhere along the U.S.-Mexico border are safe when you have huge swaths of public land, say in Arizona, that have signs from the Bureau of Land Management warning people not to come in here. You have no right to ever say that. You can't make any speech about safety.
We're going to follow up on that with Ed Royce because he does have an immigration bill that he's introducing into the House, and it addresses this idea. If you haven't heard, I know in Arizona, maybe there's areas in New Mexico, there's at least five national parks, federal land areas in Arizona, where the drug cartels control the land. And there are signs up to warn you and I to stay out. The twist we're hearing from Ed Royce is the Department of Interior, which controls those federal lands, those parks, and the Department of Agriculture is telling local law enforcement to stay out of the area. And is that right? Do we hear that right?
Well, that's right. And I've got a copy. I've got a picture of one of the signs because I'm down here right now. And it says, danger, public warning, travel not recommended, active drug and human smuggling area. Visitors may encounter armed criminals and smuggling vehicles traveling at high rates of speed. Stay away. If you see suspicious activity, do not confront. I mean, these are the signs that are up, 40 miles in along the I-8 here, going across New Mexico and Arizona. We're heading up to Tucson, Arizona tomorrow to talk to the ranchers in that sector. But you can imagine when people are confronted with these as public notices put up by the Bureau of Land Management, yeah, as you pointed out, and then we have the same BLM telling our Border Patrol, hey, stay off of the property.
Well, that is absurd.
Well, that's our
Border Patrol.
That's our sovereign land, isn't it? I mean, taxpayer
know,
land.
Part of U.S.
The environment by leaving tire tracks. They don't. But of course, this doesn't stop the smugglers who create 100 times as much damage going through these territories and leave trash all over. And
Yeah. You know what this reminds me of is that border between Afghanistan and Pakistan, where it's a no man's land, and that's where Al Qaeda has been.
They thought Bin Laden was hiding.
Yeah, that's where Al Qaeda has been camping out for all these years. Do we now have like a similar situation here?
Like a no man's land where even we don't go there, they don't go there, or just the really bad guys go there?
Well, the reason I find your comment interesting is because one of the analysts down here told us that Al Qaeda and their operations, based on his experience, were tame compared to the ruthlessness of the cartels down here. And you talk to the ranchers and get their firsthand accounts of what they've seen, and you get the I'll just tell you one. Across from the border in Columbus down here, where we were this morning, one of the ranchers told me there were three heads on stakes, literally in front of the Catholic Church across the border. They could see it from their ranch, and that was a sign from the cartels. Now, you can imagine the amount of death and destruction that's occurred throughout that area on the Mexican side of the border. And the reason people down here are so fearful is because that is now spilling over the border onto U.S. soil. That's why it is absolutely mandatory that we get operational control of the border, and we basically give the Border Patrol the tools they need. They tell us what they need and what they want.
Well, yeah, I mean, you remember, Congressman Royce, not too long ago, I think it was the year before this one, there was one of these internal CIA reports that leaked out that the two most unstable countries on the planet right now are Mexico and Afghanistan. So I can't believe that Janet Napolitano would make a speech talking about how people along the U.S.-Mexico border are safe when they've got a country that is just imploding right across the border.
And that's why people are showing up at the town meetings down here, you know, just to raise the roof. And just, you know, you think town meetings are lively in Orange County or L.A. Wow. Out here, I must tell you, people really feel that the government has failed to do its basic responsibility.
Well, why would Democrats in Washington want to concede that much federal land to violent Mexican drug cartels?
I think it's an environmental issue. If you'll recall back to when Duncan Hunter and I were trying to get that fence down there in San Diego across Smuggler's Gulch, the argument, and I had some environmentalists come to talk to me about this, the argument was that it was going to hurt the environment for the button salary and the ferry shrimp if we put that fence across there.
Oh, come on, you're making this up.
No, I'm not. This is the truth.
And one
of the fellows that came to meet with him, man, I knew this attorney, they had actually got him worked up about this, and he said, you know, if we put that fence across there and the Border Patrol traverses that land, I showed him pictures of what the smugglers had done in Smuggler's Gulch, 1,000 times worse than anything that was going to happen as a result of putting a double fence up.
So what did he say when you showed him the photos?
He was unconvinced, but at least it backed him down a little bit. But it was part of a concerted effort.
Is that for real, or is that a cover story?
The open borders lobby is approaching every ally they've got, trying to work them up on one argument or another.
That's what I'm saying. I think they send the environmental guys as a distraction.
Yeah.
Because it can't be that. It can't be gay shrimp or whatever you were talking about there. It's got to be the open borders crowd.
Yeah, I think they drive it. And, of course, ultimately we were able to pass legislation, get it signed, to get that done. But there's whole areas here along this border where the Border Patrol has asked us to put up additional fencing where it has not been done. And that's what we've got to get done. We've got to create the political...
But all right, I only got a minute. As old-fashioned as they are, fences work. We know what happened with that idea of the virtual fence, another $1 billion down the drain.
We only got a minute here, but all right, what I don't get is... I understand to some extent that the open borders crowd championing the noble illegal alien looking for work, okay? What is it about the Mexican drug cartels that doesn't rile up Democrats to fight those guys?
To close the border, right?
Why not fight those guys at least?
I think also I would make this point. For those on the other side of this issue, if you think it through, by not getting operational control of the border, you have empowered the cartels. That's
right.
Why they're on the cities, on the border.
It seems like everybody should be angry about the drug cartels. I don't think this is a political issue. It's like it's an invasion of an enemy.
What's happened is it's an unintended consequence of the effectiveness of having an open border. They've achieved their goal of getting an open border. Now they can't get away from the side effect. An open border like that brings about the level of crime and anarchy that we see right now in Juarez.
All right.
We can help in Juarez and here if we can get operational control.
All right. Well, we'll be updating with you on your introduction of your bill when it comes up in a couple of weeks. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.